talk about clearing samples for artists and how an artist should go about clearing a sample and the process, because it's not a cheap one. It's not easy. A lot of people think it's extremely difficult, though, so they just don't do it. If you don't do it, you're going to be in more trouble than if you sit down and figure out at the beginning. First, what you gotta do is figure out who owns the copyright. There's two copyrights to the song. There's the master production, which is the recorded version of the song, and then there's the composition copyright, which is the underlying melody, beat, and lyrics of the song. So first, you have to figure out who owns all of this. The best process to do this, the easiest way to do this, is to go on ASCAP and BMI and look up the song on each one individually. That will give you a breakdown as to who owns it, the percentages of it, the songwriters, their pro, the publishers, all that information, and it will give you the publisher's contact information. This will be where you want to start when you go to clear a song. You want to contact these people through this way. Google's tough. That's why you're better off starting with the two largest performing rights organizations, ASCAP and BMI. Once you get all that information, you're going to go and talk to these people and find out what they need, what they want to clear it. It's not cheap. You have to realize that most people need to hire an attorney because it's complicated. And then it's an additional $2,000 to $10,000 to get clearance of that song. That's the master's side of the clearance, is $2,000 to $10,000 alone. And usually there's some sort of split on that side as well. So you'll give up between 3 and 10% of your royalties. You'll give up between 3 and 10% of your royalties in order to have clearance to use that master side of that song. And then on the publishing side, you're going to have to clear the song as well. But usually that's an all-in clearance. So you're going to pay a total fee for that. Usually it's between, again, $2,000 and $10,000 to get rights to the underlying melody, beat, and lyrics of that song. So altogether, you're looking at thousands of dollars to clear that song. Now, you do have a little bit of leverage when it comes to clearing the song. You have the ability to help them sell new merchandise on their song and get a new image for their song. A lot of the times when you sample a song, that song has been out of production or out of the public's eye for a long enough time that their merchandise sales have dropped. You have the leverage of you will be helping them get new attention on that song and on that sample. So they have better chances of merchandise sales, publishing other samples, publishing rights, stuff like that. And they want your song, if they have a percentage of it, the royalties, they want the song to do well in a way too. So there is some negotiation and leverage there when it comes to clearing a sample. Whatever you do, you don't want to just not clear it. You don't want to wait. You always want to clear the song before you announce a deal that you sign or you release the song. Because the moment the song does well, you're going to be on the hook for even more money. It's going to become more difficult to get that money and get those low rates. It's not going to be $2,000, $10,000 and a 3 to 10%. It's going to be $10,000 to $100,000 and it's going to be 10 to 25%. Or you're going to be sued for copyright infringement.